morning and welcome to Tom Harris USA, episode number 42, and a beautiful autumn morning today. And the last couple of days, it has been rather chilly out, actually, and nice in the afternoon, but a little chilly during the morning. It's actually, unfortunately, it's been a little bit too cold for Pete and I to get out and do much, because we've been talking about going on a canoe trip, you know, kind of taking a couple days and just playing over the last week and this week. But that hasn't happened. And I've been busy, and I've been doing lots of stuff. But first, I really have to complain and vent a little bit, because this show is going out probably a day late. Maybe not. I mean, I might get the show done today. Today is the day that I normally would have posted it. But the problem that I've run into is that I've been having a lot of problem with my cable modem provider. And my modem provider is RCN. And unfortunately, my service has not been very good. And it kind of has started since I lost my job. And I've just noticed it more because I'm home all the time. And I'm on the computer more than normal. But my connection speeds have been terrible, and sometimes can't connect at all. My connectivity is kind of on and off, and sometimes I don't have internet access at all. Sometimes I have internet access, and it's very, very slow. And then sometimes it's more or less normal. And it's been very frustrating because we don't know whether it's a bad modem, we don't know whether it's bad signal, and so anyway, this past week I called up RCN on Tuesday, which was right after I posted the last show. Well, actually, no, it was before I posted the last show, because I posted the last show on, I believe it was Wednesday. So it would have been the day before. Anyway, I noticed that my connection speeds are really, really horrible. And I called in to RCN to have a service guy come out. And I kind of suspect that what the problem is the modem. And I've had a problem with the modem before. Now, it's hard to tell because in this case, the signal is just really bad. And I'm getting really slow connection. It's like being on dial-up, and you know, web pages take 5 minutes to load, if they load at all, and it's terrible. But sometimes it's okay, and it seems that in the morning it's worse, and then in the evening it's almost normal. So I called the service guy, and the service guy couldn't come until Friday, which, you know, this is like a 5 minute service call. You go in, you check the connection. If it's the modem, you swap the modem out. 5 minutes, they're out of there. So waiting for 3 days is already not an acceptable service time to wait. But I figure I still have the connection, even though it's kind of on and off. It's okay. I'll still be able to access the internet a lot of the time, if not all the time. So anyway, I was willing to accept that. So the guy comes in on Friday, and he checks the line, and when he was here, it was actually working okay. You know, the signal was okay. Things were loading up a little slower than they should, but it was all right. And he checked the signal strength and all that, and decided that what the line needed was an attenuator attached to the cable. Now, this made no sense to me, because the attenuator was designed to actually slow down the data stream coming into the modem, and it's not to overwhelm the modem or whatever. So he comes in, he puts this attenuator on, and he insisted that that would solve the problem. He said, yeah, for sure that'll solve the problem, you'll be back to normal. So I was very suspicious about that, and I went ahead and I asked him for his contact information. Say, look, you know, I don't know if this is going to work, because this doesn't seem right to me. My connection is on and off. It's not like it's just slow a little bit all the time. It actually is quite often not online at all. So I don't think this attenuator thing is going to work. Well, he insisted that it was going to work anyway. So I got his information, his phone number. He says, you know, call me. If it doesn't work, I'll come in and fix it. But that's fine. So the next morning, Saturday morning, I get up, and I have absolutely no internet. No connection whatsoever. And so I have to Yeah, I tried to call the guy. Obviously, it's a Saturday. He's not answering his phone. So I called up RCN and started to try to find if there was a way for them to get a service guy out that day, the same day, because Sunday, obviously, nobody is going to be going around doing service. And I swear to God, I spent 5 hours on the phone with frickin' RCN trying to get some service for this line. And, you know, I had no internet at all, so I couldn't do anything online. And it just was just a complete clusterfuck over at RCN. I was getting passed from person to person to person who couldn't do anything for me. And finally managed to work my way up the ranks a little bit to somebody who claimed to be a manager, a supervisor, who could actually do something. Well, that it turned out not to be the case, because obviously this person couldn't do anything for me. And it, you know, and still didn't get anywhere. Still couldn't get any kind of commitment that they would actually fix the problem, and certainly couldn't get anybody out yesterday. And they claimed to be trying, but and they said, well, there's no trucks in your area. And I go down, you know, take 15 minutes out of my, you know, calling RCN, and go down to the coffee shop, and what do I see? I see an RCN truck drive by in the opposite direction of my apartment. Now, they're saying, they're lying to me, telling me that there are no service people in my area. And I saw one. What kind of idiots are they over at RCN? It's just incredible. And I've had problems with RCN in the past, with them slowing my signal down and all this other stuff. Unfortunately, because I'm sure a lot of you are asking yourself right now, well, why don't you just go on with another provider? Well, the reason I don't go on with another provider is that I only buy internet. And all the other providers don't sell just internet by itself. You can't get just high-speed internet. You have to get either internet and phone or internet and television. Well, I don't have a cell phone. Well, I do, but it's not mine, and you know, it's about to expire anyway, and I don't want one. And the other thing, I don't have a television. So all I want is high-speed internet. And the only company in my area that will provide just high-speed internet is RCN. So I'm kind of stuck at this point. So in frustration, what I did was I decided, okay, well, I'm going to try this. And I took off the attenuator that moron had put on my cable line. I just took it off, plugged the cable back in, voila, I have internet again. Now, granted, it's still slow, very slow, and it still cuts on and off. So basically, this guy installed something on my line that he said would fix the problem, that made the problem even worse. So in other words, the guy's an idiot who doesn't know what he's doing. Just amazing how stupid those people are. And this guy probably gets paid a lot of money to go from people's apartments to fix their internet or to fix their phone. You know, if I had to deal with RCN for my phone service, I would really, really be fucked, because they can't be relied on. It's just really frustrating. Anyway, I'm starting to sound like Ross Patzelt here, complaining about the various technical stuff going on. Ugh, what a mess it is. Just you know. But on the other hand, you know, limited connectivity is better than no connectivity at all. Until the point, of course, when I try to upload the show and I can't upload the show. So this show might be a day late. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully it won't be. Hopefully I can get it posted today, which is Sunday. Lots of gossip coming out of the podcast community lately. A very, very strange days we're living in, isn't it? It seems very odd. First, Chris Reardon decides he's going to change his show's format to a half hour, which I guess is working okay. You know, maybe an hour was too long. I don't know. I didn't want him to do that. I wanted him to have two-hour shows a week, but my vote didn't count. I was outvoted by far, I'm sure. And now Joe Morris has disappeared. And now I happen to know that Joe Morris is actually in Peru right now, and he said something about it on his show a few weeks ago. And his show before he left was supposed to be the interview that he did with me. Well, that show obviously was not uploaded, and Joe said that he had, you know, some issues going on in his life that it did not allow him to get a show up, and so he missed the show. Well, you know, and that's okay, I suppose, you know, but I assume that what happened was time kind of crept up on him. That happens to me all the time. You know, I'll go for a couple of days and I'll say, oh my God, you know, I've got to upload a show tomorrow. You know, I've got to hurry up and actually make one. And I'm sure that with the trip, he got very busy. So the interview with me on American Talk USA, well, it'll probably eventually air. I just don't know when. It'll be sometime after Joe comes back from Peru. And now Ross Patzelt has moved his show from Sunday evening to Monday evening. Well, you know, I have to say, though, you know, now this is something that actually will affect me, because as people know, I do occasionally call into Ross's show and participate in the show, but I won't be able to do that once I find work, because now it's his show is actually on at 7 in the evening on a Monday, which probably works out better for his UK listeners, and I'm sure he has some UK listeners. It may seem like most of his listeners are in America, though. But I will actually hopefully be working soon, and I won't be able to listen because his show will be on at, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon Chicago time on a Monday. So as long as I'm unemployed, yeah, no problem. I can still call into Ross's show as usual, but I won't be able to call in once I start working again. So that's kind of irritating, but, you know, it's Ross's show and he can do what he likes. I'm still certainly going to listen to the show and enjoy it and give my feedback over email. But I do like to call, though. I do like to be, you know, his victim in some of the little spots he does. So that's been very interesting. So I'm actually thinking of some changes to the show. And could possibly a format change, possibly just a different way of doing the show. And so there, I do want people's input here, because what I'm thinking about doing is moving the show to an hour, but only once a week. Now, that would actually mean you'd be getting more content every week, but you wouldn't be getting a show as often. So I want to know what people think. Should I keep doing the show as a 30-minute show every 4 days, or should I go to an hour a week? Let me know what you think. You can comment on Facebook, on the Facebook group, or if you're my Facebook friend, you can comment to me directly, of course. Or you can email the show at tom@tomharrisusa.com. And let me know there. I'm very, very interested to see what people would rather have me do. And I have been thinking about some changes to the show. I know that there is some new music coming, which is going to be done by my good friend Richard. And I'm thinking about maybe making some changes in the way I do the show. So I'm thinking about possibly a live component to the show. These are not ideas that are set in stone, but these are ideas that are possibilities, you know, and I'm kind of interested to hear what people think I should do there. If I go to an hour show, what I've been thinking about doing is doing a half an hour live and a half an hour pre-recorded, because, you know, that would be, to me, the best of both worlds. I'm kind of keen to try the live thing, and I know that it has been a big headache occasionally for Ross, but I am kind of interested to see how that would work with a show like this one that is a little bit less silly and more of a thoughtful show, as opposed to Ross's, which really benefits very well from the live format, you know, because he gets his callers and he's very creative with the show, and I like that about that show. So what do you people think? Let me know. Again, the email address is tom@tomharrisusa.com. So, moving right along, job news. Well, I have not been idle, like I said last time. I have been busy applying for jobs, getting my resumes out into the world. And as people who've been following me on Facebook know, I've had two interviews this week. Now, one of the interviews is not very consequential. And the reason why it's not consequential is because it was an interview for an agency. Now, this happened last time I looked for a job as well. And what happens is you place your resume online, and then the various employment agencies, staffing agencies, see your resume and they contact you. And last time I was contacted by, I think it was 9 staffing agencies who wanted to keep, you know, try to find work for me. Now, none of them did until the very end. But what I did in this case was I actually called some of the staffing agencies and said, look, I have updated information for you. I'm back on the job market again. You know, if you can please look for things for me, you know, please do. So one of the staffing agencies actually called me back earlier last week, and I think it was Wednesday of last week, they called me back and said, yeah, we'd like to see you for an interview on Friday. And that was great. So I had to get all dressed up, and yeah, I had my tie on and my button-down shirt and my khakis, and I looked like a proper little businessman. And I went all the way downtown Chicago, and that's about a 50-minute ride on the train. And I used to do that commute every single day. So it wasn't, it's no big deal to go downtown. I got some Sudoku and, you know, sat on the train. Now, if I were to get a job downtown, I wouldn't mind that commute so much because I guess I'm just used to it. It doesn't seem like that long of a commute, but I would probably end up buying an iPod or something like an iPod, an MP3 player. So that I could actually listen to my podcasts, not my podcast, but your podcast, the people who I listen to, on the train, because that would actually save me a lot of time. And I'm assuming that my next job, I won't have as much leeway to listen to podcasts at work, because my last job was very lenient regarding internet usage, and you know, I could download people's shows and listen to them on the computer. But some companies actually have very strict rules about internet use, and you're not allowed to use the internet for any kind of personal purpose. You can't even go on to Hotmail and check your mail, you know, because it's against company policy. So you have to be careful. So more than likely, what I would have to do is to get an iPod or a Zune or something, you know, something like that, and download people's podcasts to that and listen to them on my commute, which would seem ideal. I mean, it's almost an hour commute. I'd be able to listen to an hour-long podcast and, you know, maybe have a little bit left of it when I got to work, but that's okay. But anyway, I'm going way off the subject here. So I had to go down to the staffing agency. Now, the way the staffing agencies work is you have to go in and you have a form to fill out, and it's usually really annoying because you have to fill out this like 20-page form, and you have to give them permission to do a background check on you, and you have to give them permission to do a drug test on you. You have an interview with one of the staffing agents, and the staffing agents are never there for very long. It's, you know, it seems like they show up, you see them once, and then the next time you go back, they're gone. They're completely gone, and you have to deal with somebody new. So the turnover at these staffing agencies is just incredibly, incredibly fast. I've never dealt with the same person twice. So that must be a sucky job. I mean, get people turnover like that. Anyway, so you go in and you have an interview with the person, and they talk to you about your resume, and they write all over your resume, and they take notes, they underline stuff, and it's kind of interesting to watch to see, because you can kind of get a sense at what skills they find are important by what they ask you about. So what I've done is I've tweaked my resume a little bit as the result of the questions that these staffing agencies ask, because these are the skills that they perceive employers are looking for. In my situation, it's things like being able to do aging reports and check runs, things that I just kind of think everyone knows how to do, but I guess there's a lot of people who don't. But easy stuff, So some of the stuff is, like I said, you know, if you have a skill and you have a resume, don't be afraid to put on it that you can use Word. Because if you don't put that on there, they'll assume that you can't use it. And, you know, so anyway, getting off the subject again. I do tend to do that, don't I? Anyway, so then what they do is they have you tested. And what I mean by that is they actually have computer programs that you have to do. And what they do is they test your typing speed, they test your keystroke speed, they test the data entry accuracy, and they check your Excel skills, and they check your general accounting principles knowledge. Yeah, so they want to see what level you're working at as far as that. And those are pretty easy tests. Now, they generally, the accounting test is, to me, the hardest of the three. And the accounting test, basically, they ask you questions about generally accepted principles in accounting. Now, I found that the answers to those questions really vary a lot depending on the company you're working for. But anyway, they do take that into account, and I guess the highest you can get on that test is like 80%, because nobody actually adheres to the letter of those principles. There's always some difference. In my last job, for example, you know, there are things that we did way differently than things I did at my job before that. So anyway, that I got I think it was a 70 on that, which is actually quite good. And the data entry test, I'm finding I do 7,500 keystrokes per hour. Now, I think that I could have gotten a better score because I have this tendency that when I do any kind of data entry, that I always go back and check my work. That actually would take some valuable time off my score. But still, 7,500 keystrokes per hour is not a bad score, especially because I have 100% accuracy. And I didn't have any mistakes. So they do take that into account and average it out. So when they came out to give me my scores, they're like, oh, wow, you know, you have awesome scores. So, yeah. But they did that last time, too, and they didn't find me anything. And the Excel test is a kind of a waste of time. The Excel test is they go over the basic functions of Excel, and you have to go in and create formulas, you have to do things like center the columns. But the really annoying thing is you can't use any of the shortcuts. You have to do it the long way. Very, very frustrating, because I never learned how to do that. I was taught how to use Excel by using Excel. So I tend to use the shortcuts for everything. And I never learned to do it. So my Excel score was something like 8 out of 10, or yeah, it was like 80%. So it was still pretty good. And I'm an intermediate Excel user. I don't do any of the really advanced stuff. But that's okay. You know. And I'm sure if I need to use a more advanced thing, I can learn it. Certainly no problem. Anyway, so if you ever find yourself going into a staffing agency, that's kind of what to expect. You're going to have an interview, then you're going to have some testing, and then they're going to talk to you about your test scores. And that's pretty much it. And with most of them, you need to call them every week or so to see if they have any openings for you. They don't call you anymore if they have an opening. They make it dependent on you calling them, so they don't waste their time sending you out on stuff if you've already found something. Anyway, I've wasted enough time talking about that. So my other interview, as I mentioned on Facebook, and I guess I'll mention it here, I answered an ad on Monster for a large company in Skokie, and I can't say anything about this. I've been asked not to. But it was a telephone interview. After they received my resume, they sent me an email wanting to do a phone interview. I did the phone interview, and that went really well. I don't want to jinx anything. I'm not going to say, you know, the name of the company or anything like that. But I'm hoping that they will contact me this week to set up a proper face-to-face interview. It would be a great company to work for. It looks like they have pretty good benefits and pay. And I would be in a supervisory position, which is probably the level I should be at. Whereas in my last job, I was not really at that level, but that's the level where I should be at, because I think I'm better doing what I do than just the data entry monkey or the AP monkey that I've been for the last 2 years. And I don't mean to sound egotistical or anything when I say that. It's just that I've been working at a certain level for a while. And at not my last job, but the job before, I was the entire accounting department. I was responsible for every step in the accounting process and was able to do everything in the accounting process. And then at my last job, I was just kind of doing one small part of it. And every day I would think to myself, God, I could probably do my boss's job. And I could probably do it better than she can. Yeah, and that was something that went through my mind quite a lot. That's about all I have to say about the job hunt this week. The job hunt is going on. We did find a little bit of time this past week to have some fun. And even though I was, answering ads and putting out resumes, Pete and I actually did get together a couple times last week and go out and do stuff. Now, one of the things we did is something we do periodically, and that was go down to the zoo and look at all the animals and watch the animals swim, which that was something I posted about on Facebook. But the zoo has always been one of my favorite places to go, and because we have a free zoo in Chicago, that actually makes it even better. So, I have an email here. It's an email comment from Mr. Ross Patzelt of the Ross Patzelt radio program. That's rosspatzelt.co.uk. He does a live show, which currently airs on Mondays. And if you're in Chicago, it airs from 1 to 2 p.m. on Monday afternoon. Or if you're in the UK, it's 7 to 8 p.m. Monday evening. Ross had this to say about episode number 41. It's great that you're still keeping in a routine. I try to keep busy on my days off and get as many jobs in the house done on the days off and not just sit around. You need routines in life to a certain point to get everything done you need to do. Very interesting show today, mate. Well, thank you very much, Ross, for your email. That's always nice to hear from you. Ross has become actually one of the people who comments the most on this show. Amazingly enough, that's very nice. Yeah, I've been trying to maintain this discipline of getting up at 9 in the morning, making breakfast, getting stuff done around here. Now, unfortunately, I have this tendency to be lazy, and this is a recognized fault in me that I am very aware of and I have to fight against constantly, and that my getting up time has been drifting later and later every day. Sometimes I forget to set the alarm, and then sometimes I get up and then I go back to sleep again. And it just kind of depends on how late I stayed up the night before. I can't really do the staying up till 2 in the morning anymore and then getting up at 9. I just can't do that anymore. I'm getting too old for that. But yeah, and I know that there's a lot of stuff here that needs to be done, and there's a lot of cleaning, a lot of stuff. I've been trying to keep up on it a little more, but I could spend a whole day just organizing the CDs, because I have a lot of CDs and they're a complete disaster right now, and I could actually spend a full day just on that. But most of the clutter, if the Queen were coming and I had to clean up the place, it wouldn't take that long. It's a lot of it is clutter that I could just kind of move and get out of the way. I try not to let it get too dirty, but of course, I fail in myriad ways. But I do try to clean a little something every day. And there's a few things that I hate to tackle. I hate doing dishes, and so the dishes kind of pile up. I don't like cleaning the bathroom, but then again, who does? But I'm going to try to be a little bit more disciplined about that in the future. Anyway, I'm just about all out of time now, so I'm going to go ahead and sign off. So from Tom at Tom Harris USA, I'll see you next time. Have a great day.